So this is a map from the NRCS that shows where the irrigated land is in the United States. So each one of those dots represents 15,000 acres of irrigated land. You can see how this map coincides with the previous one that you saw, in that most of the irrigated area begins through that Midwest in those yellow regions where they need supplemental water to grow their high-value crops. And also in the West, in the Intermountain West, where in the valleys in between the mountains where the good agricultural ground is. There is a heavy concentration of irrigated land in the Arkansas and Mississippi region right there, despite high rainfall in that area because of the rice production in those areas. And many areas such as Florida and Nebraska require irrigation because of the sandy soils in those regions can't hold as much rainfall as areas with a good silt loam or good or heavier soils.